Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 471. I'm Amy Matheny, and I hope you all had a wonderful holiday weekend, whether you had a staycation or you got away, got to the lake or to a beach or out of town with family. I hope you had lots of Memorial Day, long weekend fun. And many of you are probably working as well, because to keep everybody else having a wonderful weekend, so many people have to work. And for that, those of us who didn't have to work are grateful for the people who waited tables and drove taxis and performed in shows and just gave us wonderful things to do. Worked in stores for all the sales the past 4 days. I am really feeling the inevitability that we are now away from cold Chicago weather. Is that true? I think so. My mindset has moved there, that I am deep in the summer. White shoes, white pants, white clothing comes out of the closet. Anything with wool or heavy or dark is probably going into my winter areas of my closet and drawers, and it feels really good. It feels really good to be getting some sunshine and feeling the heat and getting a good sweat on just by walking out the door. Speak to me again here in 30 to 60 days, but for right now, it feels good. One of the things that my life has really been about for the past decade or a little less than a decade has really been about trying to find balance in my life. And I don't know if that's something that comes with age. I did not think about balance very much in my 20s, but I very much started thinking about it in my 30s. And I think a lot of you maybe as well, or maybe you're just feeling like your life is unmanageable, or you don't feel as good as you want to. You're not as happy as you'd like to be. Maybe you think you know the factors around that. Maybe it's your circumstances. You don't like your job, or your relationship is not where you want it to be, or you don't have a relationship, or you financially don't feel secure, or you have 10 pounds that you'd like to lose, or you'd like to feel stronger, just physically stronger, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Well, Chip Allman and his life partner and business partner, Dr. Keith Bergard, have begun a mission called Naturally Fortified. It's a company, it's a mission, it's a way of living life, a way of living life healthfully in all areas of your life. And this beautiful couple wants to help you do that. And I have known Chip for a number of years and just met Dr. Keith, as I like to call him. Kind of reminds me of just like a 1950s television series where Dr. Keith would have been the doctor and friend next door. But they are both on the show today to talk about Naturally Fortified, their new venture, and also to talk about ways in which integrating health and living a lifestyle that's healthy. And we're going to talk about what is unique about that, what is unique about that in all areas of one's life, and what's maybe unique about that for the GLBT community and areas that we have to work harder on. So today is all about living healthy, and that's perfect timing when I think in the winter it's easy for us all to hibernate and feel a little gloom and doom and not feel good in our bodies, maybe our spirit and our psyche, for sometimes days upon weeks at a time. Hopefully you don't feel like that days upon weeks at a time, but some of us do. So I think when the sun's out and everybody seems to be frolicking and happy, it's a lot harder if you don't feel that your life is healthy, if you don't feel strong and healthy in all areas of your life. So I really think this is the perfect timing. We're also heading into Pride Month, and we want to be a proud people, not an arrogant people, but a proud people. And I think that it takes work to have confidence and pride and self-esteem and to feel balanced and healthy. It is not something that just happens by osmosis. It does take discipline and thought and consciousness. And so Chip and Keith are going to take us into a new consciousness today that I'm very excited about. We're going to sit down in one of a new healthy hotspot in Andersonville and talk. Kirk Williams and I have some really big news. The news has just gotten very impressive, and very impressive with Obama's declaration in support of same-sex marriage, where people say, hey, why does that matter? Well, you'll hear why in some interesting news stories today, and also what's going on in the world of entertainment, because entertainment is getting hot, hot, hot as we roll into summer. What's going on in the theater scene as well. I know I'm looking forward to go seeing Title of Show up at Northlight this week with the Windy City Times theater series. And then many people are going to see about Face Theater and American Theater Company's production of Rent, which is super exciting, and many, many more. Plus, in upcoming weeks, big new hot show happening at the Goodman Theater, Paul Oakley Stovall's Immediate Family, which is directed by Felicia Rashad. Definitely queer subject matter, so that's really, really cool. And then there's all the pride parties to look forward to, and I'm just going to tease you and say that I've got an interview with Shelley Wright coming up, the openly gay now country music recording artist who has become quite an advocate for the GLBT community and will be coming to Chicago to perform in the Backlot Bash, where the girls come out to play. 4 days of comedians and entertainment and bands and singers, and Shelley is going to be one of their headlining artists. So sitting down and talking with Shelley in our next Queercast. So sit back. Hope you're still enjoying. Just keep the dream alive, keeping that long Memorial Day weekend holiday alive. And I hope that you're having some fun while you listen to this show. So here we go. Named in 2011 as one of the top art fairs in the country by American Style magazine, the Old Town Art Fair celebrates its 63rd anniversary June 9th and 10th. Along the charming tree-lined streets of Chicago's historic Old Town Triangle District, view the work of 260 nationally acclaimed artists with an estimated 50,000 art lovers. The Old Town Art Fair will feature a wide range of art mediums, including 2D and 3D mixed media, drawing, painting, photography, printmaking, ceramics, fiber, glass, jewelry, and works in metal, stone, and wood. Plus, a music stage featuring national talent, cooking demonstrations, and a food court populated by local eateries. The main gate of the Old Town Art Fair is located at Lincoln Avenue and Wisconsin Street. There is a $7 suggested donation. Children under 12 are free. Don't miss the Old Town Art Fair, June 9th and 10th. For more information on the art, bands, food, and events, visit oldtownartfair.org.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News. Former Rutgers student Darun Ravi was sentenced May 21st to 30 days in jail for using a webcam to spy on roommate Tyler Clementi, who had a tryst with another man. Days after finding out that he was taped, Clementi committed suicide by jumping off the George Washington Bridge. Ravi also received 3 years probation, 300 hours of community service, a $10,000 fine, and counseling on cyberbullying and alternate lifestyles. For bias intimidation, he could have gotten up to 10 years behind bars. Prosecutors plan to appeal the sentence.
Just days after President Obama declared his support for same-sex marriage, African Americans in North Carolina are showing a major shift in their views on the issue. 55% of African Americans believe same-sex couples should either be allowed to marry or form civil unions. That's up 11 points from the last statewide same-sex marriage poll conducted on May 6th. However, 58% of voters think same-sex marriage should be illegal, which is consistent with the 61% passage rate for the anti-gay amendment 1 in the recent primary.
In Idaho, Melissa Sue Robinson won the District 12 state Senate race against veteran campaigner Maria Mabbott. Robinson, who is 61, said the win makes her the first transgender individual to win an election in that state. She added that she will take her general election run against Todd Lakey seriously and also will not make LGBT-related issues the core of her campaign.
New York City Council Speaker Christine Quinn married her longtime partner, attorney Kim Cotullo, on May 19th. The couple exchanged vows in Manhattan in front of about 275 guests, including dozens of city and state officials, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York PD Commissioner Raymond Kelly were among those attending. Mayoral hopeful Quinn wore a full-length cream-colored gown designed by Carolina Herrera. Cotullo donned a cream silk suit that Ralph Lauren made.
According to a new study from the Williams Institute, gay men face higher rates of hate-motivated physical violence than lesbians, bisexuals, or other federally protected groups with high rates of hate crimes. Among the research findings, 26 in 100,000 gay men reported being victims of hate-motivated crimes against persons, compared with 10 in 100,000 lesbians, 5 in 100,000 African-Americans, and 5 in 100,000 Jewish-Americans. Gay men also face the second highest risk of being victims of hate-motivated property crime.
The 27th annual AIDS Walk New York was held May 20th. It was a success, drawing 45,000 participants and raising more than $6 million.
In Maryland, the Court of Appeals has ruled that the state should recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states. The case arose after Jessica Port and Virginia Ann Cohen, who were married in California, appealed the denial of their uncontested divorce. Maryland does not itself allow same-sex marriage.
Gay Republican presidential candidate Fred Karger has again challenged the National Organization for Marriage, NOM, after the group allegedly failed to report $345,000 in Prop 8-related contributions from 11 donors. Karger's complaint claims that NOM did not publicly report the donors, who may include presumptive GOP candidate Mitt Romney. 3 years ago, Karger challenged NOM over possible ethics violations in Iowa and Maine.
According to new preliminary survey findings, 43% of black gay youth have thought about or attempted suicide as a result of issues related to being LGBT. The National Strategy for Black Youth in America, a collaborative effort of organizations around the country, launched the survey in mid-January with the expectation that it will conclude late this year.
General Colin Powell has come out in favor of marriage equality. Powell, a moderate Republican, backed President Obama in 2008. However, he has not announced if he's supporting Obama or Mitt Romney in this election.
A new public policy poll with Maryland voters shows a decisive majority, 57%, would vote in favor of same-sex marriage if it's on the ballot this fall, while 37% would vote against it. This is a 12-point swing in support from 2 months earlier and is due to growing African-American support in Maryland since both President Obama and the NAACP endorsed same-sex marriage.
The first out gay cadets graduated May 23rd from the U.S. Air Force Academy. The event happened 8 months after the official repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell took effect. President Obama delivered the commencement address.
In world news, Brazil is a step closer to allowing same-sex civil unions after the passage of a 16-year-old measure. The bill classifies a union as a contract between two people in a continuous and long-lasting relationship, established with the aim of starting a family and without regard to gender. The country's Supreme Court has been approving civil unions for gay and lesbian couples since May of last year.
Jenna Talikova, the first ever transgender contestant to compete in the Miss Universe Canada pageant, lost the contest. Talikova, age 23, competed with 61 contestants. She was among the final 12 contestants before failing to make the final five. Sarah Beignets, 26, won the crown and advances to the International Miss Universe competition in December.
Malawi President Joyce Banda has stated her intention to repeal the country's ban on homosexuality. However, this may be easier said than done, Although foreign donors, which the country needs, may find the move attractive, many Malawians consider homosexuality a sin.
Ian Pierce and Lynn Sexton, a Welsh gay couple, won £1 million, which is more than $1.5 million, in the Euro Millions lottery contest. The couple has been together for 16 years.
In entertainment news, Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi have followed the sale of their $49 million property with the purchase of a more modest $18 million home in Beverly Hills. The 8,500-square-foot home features plants inside and outside of it. There are also private gardens and a swimming pool. American Idol host Ryan Seacrest purchased the couple's former abode, set on 2.87 acres.
Actress Rachel McAdams has been known for her roles in films such as The Notebook and The Vow, but things take a different turn in the upcoming movie Passion. One still from the erotic thriller has McAdams preparing to kiss actress Noomi Rapace of the Swedish movie The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Passion is a remake of the 2010 French movie Love Crime, which co-starred Kristen Scott Thomas and Ludivine Seignier.
Robin Gibb, who along with his brothers Morris, who died in 2003, and Barry, made up the Bee Gees, has passed away at age 62 after a long battle with cancer. The Bee Gees started in the 1960s, but really hit superstardom during the disco era with the soundtrack to the movie Saturday Night Fever.
Queen Latifah didn't come out at her first Gay Pride event, but she said she was proud to be among her people. She appeared at the 20th annual Long Beach Lesbian and Gay Pride Festival in California on May 19th.
Melissa Etheridge and Samuel Michaels have settled their domestic partnership dispute. Last month, Michaels filed court papers asking for more than $23,000 per month. Etheridge had been paying to her for cost of living and child support. Etheridge will pay more than that now, but the exact amount is unknown. She and Michaels will split custody of their twins.
Lesbian actress writer Jane Lynch delivered the commencement address at Smith College. The Glee star called the graduating class an elite and powerful group of game-changing women. Lynch's wife, Laura Embry, graduated from the college in 1991. In 2010, Lynch and Embry married in Smith's hometown of Northampton, Massachusetts. In addition, Lynch has received an honorary degree from the college.
Sir Elton John has been hospitalized with a serious respiratory infection. John, who was 65, recently became ill while performing his million-dollar piano show at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace.
Adam Lambert has become the first out gay musician to top the Billboard chart after his latest album, Trespassing, debuted at the number one spot. Trespassing sold 77,000 copies, making Lambert the seventh American Idol finalist to climb the top spot on the chart.
And actor Jim Parsons, 39, well-known as genius Sheldon Cooper on the TV show The Big Bang Theory, has officially come out of the closet. He revealed his sexuality in an interview with New York Times, discussing Parsons' role in the 2011 revival of Larry Kramer's Broadway drama The Normal Heart. Healy writes that Parsons is gay and in a 10-year relationship, and working with an ensemble again on stage was like nourishment. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hi, this is Lily Tomlin, and I'm on Windy City Queercast.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of May 28th, 2012, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Don't miss Immediate Family, a new American play written by Paul Oakley Stovall and directed by Tony Award winner Felicia Rashad. Modern family meets soul food in this funny, heartwarming show set in Chicago's Hyde Park. Performances begin this Friday and run through August 5th at Goodman Theater. Visit ImmediateFamilyPlay.com.
If you love Broadway musicals, and who doesn't, don't miss And the Winner Wasn't, the Tony Award-winning version, at Sidetrack on Tuesday, June 5th. Hear Chicago's best musical talent perform songs for musicals that lost the Tony Award in the Pride Films and Plays benefit. A $20 ticket gets you a free drink and a chance to win fabulous prizes. And the winner wasn't. Tuesday, June 5th, 7 p.m. at Sidetrack. For more, visit PrideFilmsAndPlays.com.
The Tony-nominated musical Title of Show is now playing at Northlight Theater. This original musical comedy about four friends navigating their way through creative differences and commercial success. The New York Times calls catnip for show queens, and the Memphis Flyer raves pretty bleeping good. For tickets to Title of Show, visit northlight.org, playing through June 10th.
Broadway director David Cromer delivers a powerful new production of Jonathan Larson's Tony Award-winning musical, Rent. Produced by About Face Theater and American Theater Company, Rent plays now through June 17th. Time Out Chicago gives the show 4 stars, and Chicago Tribune's Chris Jones says he has never seen a more moving, honest staging. Tickets available through aboutfacetheater.com.
Sought after for her skills on harmonica and as a percussionist, Trina Hamlin brings her Midwestern innocence and witty stage banter to Chicago with her one-woman show, Minnesotan Blues, An Evening with Trina Hamlin. Hamlin performs at the Auditorium Theater's new Catan Landau Studio on June 9th at 8 o'clock. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com.
Lifeline Theater continues its 29th season of Big Stories Up Close with Jane Austen's beloved romance, Pride and Prejudice, adapted by Christina Calvet. For tickets to Pride and Prejudice, visit LifelineTheater.com. Pride and Prejudice runs Thursday through Sunday through June 10th. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi there, this is Deb Pierce reminding you it's okay. Go ahead. You're not alone. Post a comment.
Restaurants, does he always pay the tab? Does he hate when you get mad? Do you love him? That's
your boy. Chip Allman and his life partner and business partner, Keith, or Dr. Keith Regard, have taken on a new endeavor, a new venture called Naturally Fortified, to encourage and work with people on healthier ways to live. And we love finding healthy ways to live our lives. We talk a lot on the show about full, complete health. From time to time, we're not talking gossip and smack about other things. We always try to have a little balance of that. So I'm thrilled to be here with you all as you are really launching on a larger scale, something that has been a part of both of your lives. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
So now, Chip, we should have full disclosure and say that you have fed me much food and used to pour me a nice glass of Viognier at Infine Spirits in Andersonville, which was my favorite haunt. We got to know each other that way and also through some of your support of About Face Theater. And you were so excited to tell me about this, like, months and months and months and months ago, about this new outlet. So what was kind of the spark that ignited Naturally Fortified, your company, and the work that you all are doing?
Well, the name itself came up from discussions that Keith and I were having based on the kind of company we wanted to have, as me as a health coach and Keith as a doctor. Something that we kind of noticed was every time you picked up a package of food, the labels always said, fortified with this, vitamin D, vitamin C. And we're kind of looking through that and saying, what's the true essence of the nutrient of the food?
Right,
so,
right.
Naturally, it's fortified.
Naturally, it's fortified. What is the mission of this company? I mean, did I state it correctly to help coach people through healthy living or new ways of living? What would you say to that, Keith?
Well, I say it's kind of a lot of us try to think of a healthy lifestyle as a diet plan or as an exercise plan. Instead, we like to think it's the whole person. So not just what you eat, but also your spiritual life, your personal life. And try to combine that all together, and how does that affect the way you eat?
Right.
As well as that, we don't like the word diet plan.
Sure.
The idea is
death of diet.
Death of diet.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is to introduce healthy food.
That's
into
the bumper sticker.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So the idea is to introduce healthy food into your diet, and then that will push out what we consider bad food or the unhealthy side of eating that all of us do.
So is food the integrator, do you think, through all of this? Or are you integrating different factions of the human experience?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, I think food is the very tactile thing that people think of when they would come to me. Mm-hmm. But what ends up happening is that they, by looking at what else is going on in their lives, they're kind of seeing why they're reaching for that. I always say it's not as much your fault. It's the big junk food, big soda that it's really doing this to us.
High fructose corn syrup and sugars and all this stuff.
And plus, we don't eat in a vacuum, so we don't eat without our significant other. We don't eat without our children. We don't
eat our job or on the go.
So all that affects how we eat. And so we need to incorporate how those portions of your life are affecting you and how that affects the way you eat.
Yeah. So is food something we have to take things out of our diet? You know, are you of the school of thought? I mean, what do you all eat? Like, if you were going to go home and have a really exciting dinner tonight, what would you eat?
Well, I think first, let's say that we are guinea pigs ourselves in this process. You know, you have to walk the walk.
Right.
So we literally just came off of something that we wanted to kind of clean up, kind of get a little more energized, a little more present. So we went on a journey, which was basically a four-month progressive cleanse, we call it.
Four weeks.
Yeah.
So in our journey, we just, for week one, we just had some parameters. That week was eating organic, eating local as much as we could, limiting alcohol. Week two, we went a little further, and that was going to vegan.
How did that work?
Not raw at this point. It was just vegan, no processed food. So no boxes.
Right.
The week after that, we did go raw.
Yes.
And the week following that, we did green smoothies and then ended with the juice. But that's pretty aggressive.
Sure, sure.
So nothing we would recommend to like most people.
It's not a way of life. That was something you did to recalibrate.
Right, to recalibrate.
What do you feel like after all this is out of your body?
Yeah. It's quite amazing,
And part of the thing is like when you do the progressive, I mean, like the next step is no process. You realize how much stuff that we buy that is prepackaged, that it's quick, it's easy. But you realize I can take something from fresh fruits and vegetables, make it from scratch, and have just the same thing. And most of the time, cheaper.
Yep.
And higher nutrient content, better, more protein. You know, there's a lot of people in our business where exercise is a big deal, so they're pumping those protein shakes, these protein bars, and they're full of junk, absolute crap. So one thing that we do is when we walk people through our process, we'll say, well, what could you actually eat instead of drinking that, or instead of eating that protein bar? Make it all on your own.
Yeah. So let's bring this to our community, to the GLBT community. Are we more or less healthy than the general public, would you say?
And that's a good question.
I think that's the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of it is, once again, that goes back to the focus that people think, if I eat this specific diet,
I'm healthy.
Or if I go to the gym every day and work out, I'm healthy as well.
Well, let me take you back then. What is healthy?
Oh, that's a good, very good
question. Let's go there first, and then so then we can see, like, how are the parameters in our community, you know, help that or hinder that? So what do you define as healthy living?
I think living a healthy lifestyle is allowing those things in your life that are beneficial to you and that bring the most, I guess, nutrition, however that is, from spiritual side, family side, food side, that brings the best nutrition into your life. So obviously we can all eat a certain amount of calories and restrict that. But if all I'm eating is floured products and not fresh fruits and vegetables, I may be getting enough calories to live, but I'm not getting enough nutrition to live the healthiest life that I can.
Well, it's like an economy, too, like a fuel, right? Like, what will sustain you the longest? We all know we can take a shot of espresso, because we just got to get this next hour done.
Exactly. And then what happens? You crash. You know, that's kind of the story of many people's lives. That's why a lot of people do reach out to us. It's kind of how to sustain that energy. And kind of by taking a step back and kind of figuring out where you started at the point, you know, when you were born.
Right.
You know, you start with whole foods. I don't mean the store, although I do love the store.
Yes.
Send us anything.
Yes.
But starting at the beginning point of eating whole unprocessed foods, you know.
Right.
It's not as difficult as most people think. And at the end of the day, you save money, you have more energy, you live longer, you look better, your skin clears up.
Yeah. Better sex life.
Better sex life.
To the gay and lesbian community now.
Right.
But seriously, I mean, I would think that there would be, you know, kind of what you're talking about too is moderation, you know, things that are good for us. And we are viewed by many people in the world as possibly being a community that is indulgent, that is decadent, that, you know, kind of a bright shining stars that burn bright and, you know, don't really care about longevity. You know, some people are, especially, you know, in our community, are dealing with HIV/AIDS and trying to, you know, live healthy at a deficit, you know, with what's going on chemically within their body. And so are we healthier? But we also go to the gym more. We also care about what we look like more.
I think it's an age thing as well. You know, both Keith and I are, he's just turned 40, and I'm almost there. And a lot of our peers are kind of hitting that point in your lives. And most of our clients are kind of at the same point as well.
Sure. Yeah.
So I think maybe it is a generational thing. I think, you know, maybe also media focuses on youth, that kind of decadent lifestyle.
And I don't think necessarily our community is any less than what the straight community would be. Is like when you're younger, you tend to metabolize like quicker.
Sure.
You tend to go a lot longer on less healthy foods.
Right.
And then as we get older, we begin to realize the aging process that happens, and that longevity comes from healthy nutrition. So when you're young, you're not thinking about how old am I going to live. Can I live to be 60, 70, 80, and not just live that long, but be healthy at that age.
Right.
Because
it's about
viable.
Feeling great
exactly.
at that age,
right.
you know, or as
right.
great as you can possibly feel.
Right. And so I think, for example, like I became a vegan a long time ago, and mine was for environmental issues. And of course, I just thought, if I'm vegan, I'm eating healthy, I'm fine. And I did that through college, right through. For the longest time, I felt well.
Right.
And then I just realized I started getting older, I started not feeling so well.
Mm-hmm.
Eating a vegan diet, realizing all I was eating was processed carbs and a lot of fries.
I did that in college.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was vegetarian. We didn't call it vegan back then, but I was like vegetarian. It was simpler, honestly, on a post-college budget.
Exactly.
You know, you'd go into a restaurant and there was one entree you could order.
Right.
So I was like, I don't even have to think about what I order. I'll take that one because it's the only one thing I can eat.
True.
It's usually the cheapest.
Right.
And, you know, it was a way of living. But yes, I totally identify with
it. And then once I realized that I wasn't eating healthy and switched to eating a lot more fresh fruits and vegetables and actually incorporating that instead of the non-dairy, non-egg bread with vegan cheese in between and grilled. Instead of that, having fresh fruits and vegetables, I began to feel a lot better. I began to feel a lot more youthful as well. And that's why sometimes, like at 40, I think I feel better than I did 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
Just because I'm eating healthier and actually bringing nutrition and not just sustenance, not just calories, but actually nutrition with my food. I think that makes a big difference in your life.
How do you all work with clients in terms of, you've mentioned exercise, and that's obviously a part of something that you feel like needs to be incorporated with how we burn what we intake, I guess?
I mean, it's not necessarily calories in, calories out. We've kind of found out that is a true law of nature, but that's not realistic in human beings' life. It's a balance. Life is a balance. So, you know, there are those kind of that feel that, you know, I can go out and eat a bunch of junk and then work out real hard.
Mm-hmm.
Is that balance? No.
Or if I got drinking the night before, then I just go to the gym for longer the next day.
Right.
And then exercise, too, is different for everyone. Not everyone likes the same exercise. So the idea that all gay men must go to the gym and pump iron and look big, fit, and trim is not true. There are some people who enjoy either just running or biking or swimming, which provides a different form of exercise. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. And I think as well, too, that you can't exercise yourself to a healthy person as well.
Well, obviously that can get into a psychology or a neurotic state too. If you're, I mean, that can be as damaging as food can be, you know, the obsession, body obsession. I think more kind of struggle, the men's community, you know, really struggles with the gay men's community. And, and as you said, you know, having the protein shake or the bar, you know, not even really eating real food. It's kind of the liquid diet of cocktails at night.
Your nutrition's starving, but your body's building.
So you talked as well, a couple of times you've mentioned the word, you know, the spiritual, you know, also being in balance and aligned. And what do you think are the keys to that? And how do you guide people to that who might feel like that's a scary watchword? Or what does that mean?
You know, it's come up quite a bit with the schooling I went through. They talk about the four different primary foods, which are not foods at all. So it's your relationship, your exercise, your career, and your spirituality. So spirituality is one of those things where I first went in, I was like, oh, I don't know, do I have this?
Yeah.
But what it really is your connection to what's going on around you, to what's going, you know, to the universe.
Yep.
Some people go to church, some people do yoga, some people meditate. You know, it's kind of something that's independent, but it's to notice, is there this in my life?
Yeah.
Am I connected?
Yeah. And I think, too, that that's something that, you know, we're all the same age, you know, that I feel like, you know, as you head into this mid part of life, you know, which is frightening that we're middle-aged. We're not really middle-aged. I just feel like it's a mid part of something. but you know, I know for myself, you know, I quit smoking like 7 years ago. I became far more conscious after the weight gain after that of, you know, losing weight. It took me a little while, I think, to get back into like physical balance, but definitely spiritual balance became important to me. I've taken some retreats away. Like, I went away last year for a month by myself with my dog, you know. I did work for while I was there, but, you know, but I was in New Mexico, you know, and I was walking every day, and I was alone. Like, I didn't know anybody in New Mexico when I went. I just went. And I think, you know, that would have never been something that would have crossed my brain at 30, definitely not my 20s, even in my early 30s. But, you know, we come to these points where you kind of go, that consciousness, if it kicks in for you, or if somebody holds a mirror up and says, what are you doing? Or are you happy? Then you have to go seek that.
Well, it's kind of just to bring up that conversation. You know, it's not something that we stress. Certainly food, exercise, a career, relationship, probably are the majority of what we do talk about, but spirituality is certainly important.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things, too, if someone feels like they're lacking that, and not everyone's, I agree, not everyone is searching for that, but if there is someone who feels like they're lacking that and don't feel like they have the connection that's important to them, once again, that can affect their whole life. Mm-hmm. So in some people, their personal spirituality may be simple as, I'm very close to everyone around me, I'm open, and I feel
like
I'm a good friend.
I'm connected with my friends, know what's going on in their lives, not in a gossipy kind of way, but just like in, is so-and-so okay, I haven't seen them, or whatever.
Or someone else may feel like they're spiritually connected to a certain religious faith, and they may move to a new community and not gotten into that yet. You feel very separated from where they're at, and that can affect your life. That can affect
it can create a darkness. It can create, you know, depression. And then we go to, what foods are we going to get our emotions up, you know?
So you mentioned the four food groups that are not foods, but, you know, relationship and work are two of those. And I think, you know, not everybody finds a peace, perhaps, in either of those areas. And can you be healthy if you struggle to find peace? Like, if you're unhappy in your job, you know, do you have the experience around that? I mean, is that what started this new endeavor for you all?
I mean, absolutely. And that's something we touch on. And I'd probably say 50% of clients are addressing both those issues right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, just kind of walking them through it. You know, sometimes we're life coaches, sometimes we're therapists, sometimes we're personal trainers. It's just, you know, it's kind of where someone is at.
I think, once again, it's recognizing that if you don't address those issues that are happening, if you're having a horrible time at work and you just don't want to talk about it, well, you're just not talking about this, and you've got a horrible experience at work, go away.
Right.
So it's addressing that and realizing that my job is horrible, I don't like it, and unfortunately, some of us have great jobs that we love. Mm-hmm. And even though I love my job, I don't always like it.
Right.
But there are some people who have a job, especially in this economy, because they have to have a job.
Sure.
And they may hate it, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
Or something that's unapproachable or unsurmountable. But recognizing that that is a big issue in your life, and it is affecting your life, and that you can't just cut it off without saying, I'm going to leave that at work, because you don't leave it at work. You bring it home with you, and it affects all the rest of your groups as well.
I mean, we were just talking about, you know, obviously the recent declaration, I was with a friend, you know, who's not a part of our community, and talking about the recent declaration of President Obama, his finally voicing his support for same-sex marriage, which was something that he did voice when he ran for Illinois Senate, and then kind of, you know, backpedaled on, you know, and now he's come out and said it, and, you know, and my friend was like, well, you know, it's good that he said it, you know, for whatever that does, and I really am of the school of thought that just, that actually has a lot of power that is maybe not linear, but that it changes the universe,
exactly.
It changes the universe to have the leader of the free world say something. And one of the things that I do think is different for us as GLBT people is that our relationships are not supported by communities outside of our community, and we don't experience the normal, the quote-unquote normal things that heterosexual couples do. When your relationships are revered, they're celebrated, people want to bring you together, they want that union to happen, they want to have a wedding for you, they want to celebrate and honor and witness your union. And with us, you know, for decades, and for even, you know, listeners who are older, you know, remember hiding out in corners. They don't even know, like, an Andersonville or a Boys Town, you know, and what that does to one's psyche, you know, what one does, does one healthy health, I guess, their healthfulness.
Or that the idea that you can have a healthy relationship. Because I grew up in Midwest Illinois. I remember growing up most of my life knowing I was gay, thinking I could change. I realized I couldn't change it. Then I was in college and then even into med school, that all of a sudden I just accepted that, oh, I'm never going to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And thinking like, oh, I can be happy, but realizing I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing that a lot of us, I mean, even in Chicago, you think, even at our age, that people like would see that, you know, we are more open. You see friends and relationships, long-term relationships. I still run across friends who are like, oh, relationships aren't for the LGBT community. It just doesn't work, you know.
Yeah.
It's just not for us. And I think, and not saying that because straight people say that about themselves too.
Sure, sure.
But I think is
the divorce rate has done nothing but go up,
exactly.
You know, with all of us getting healthy and exactly. singularly focused in some healthy ways, selfishly focused. I don't think as people stay in miserable situations as probably our parents' generation.
Right, right. But I definitely think that if someone thinks that's applied to you because you're gay,
right.
lesbian, bisexual, transgender, that's the reason why you think you can have a relationship. I just don't think that's healthy. It's a personal choice of anyone to be single for the rest of life. That's great.
There right.
are a lot of friends like that. But once again, I think if you feel like you're in that relationship, and I think our community feels that a lot, especially I think people older than us,
right.
and then I think people who may come from rural areas who've not been able to experience the
Absolutely.
Community before. Who
well, I'm from Tennessee,
that.
So that's a lot of what I know,
right.
people who haven't moved to a city like Chicago.
Right.
You don't experience that. So Chip.
Yes.
Connecting with your consciousness, connecting
yes.
with your work, your food, your relationship, your spirit, all of these things. Did anybody think you were crazy going into business with your partner?
My sister, absolutely.
And how much consciousness and how much of a leap of faith are you taking? And how do you feel, you know, that's going to be? And have you all discussed, you know, spending even more time together in something that is your business venture?
And yeah, it's something that was not thought out, and quite honestly, it wasn't at all, but it was something that organically happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to school for nutrition.
Right.
And he was a doctor. Never did I ever think the two would go hand in hand until we saw a movie, Forks Over Knives, a wonderful movie.
Huh, what is that movie?
It's a movie about...
It's a documentary?
Yeah, it's about two doctors who kind of come to this realization. What's the word you describe it? I don't know.
It's kind of one of those like aha moments for a lot of people where there are two physicians who talk about their research and being in physician. They realize that the research was showing that what a lot
Disease.
Of people in the health community say is that what we eat affects our bodies.
Mm.
What we eat affects the diseases that develop in our body.
Excellent.
And that they show that their research shown that that is actually a truth, and it's not just wacky people saying if you eat healthy food you're going to
help trend,
cancer.
Like
right.
eat
exactly.
organic and strawberries.
So
as
from that,
to regular
it was ones. It was the fact that wow, I can be in nutrition and have a doctor. We can be one together,
yep.
so we can actually take it a step further than just being a healthy lifestyle coach. We also can do blood testing. So Dr. Keith can be here looking at your biomarkers, so your cholesterol,
sugar.
So is that what you would do when you, like, say I'm a new client, and do you need to kind of get a snapshot and an overview of who I am in the different areas of my life, and
exactly.
do you take that
yes.
individually together, and what part of it do you do, and what part of it... Keith, I mean, how much of it is medical
right.
that you bring to the table, and how much of it is, you know, your integrated nutritional work?
The nice thing about it is that the minute someone talks about diabetes or heart disease, I don't have to take a step backwards. I can go straight forward and say, okay, let's talk about this,
mm-hmm.
and then pass off to Keith. So
uh-huh.
initially, it'll start with me. We'll do a health history consultation, that sort of thing. And when there's issues where the nice thing is, I can ask him exactly. What is this medication? What are the symptoms? You know, what are the...
Right, right.
And I think that, like, too, a lot of people, we don't live in an environment, especially as we become older, that it's a young person who has no health problems, who just wants a health coach.
Right,
or a healthy,
right.
They come with specific diseases. And what I've learned for a long time is, physicians have known this for a long time, is that you can change a lot of your illnesses through simple healthy living, healthy exercising. Kind of if you do that, a lot of times you don't need medicines, but... In our society, it's like a quick fix. People want
sure.
a
right.
pill.
I
want
to feel better in 1 week.
Exactly.
I got here over 10 years, and please make me feel better
right.
in 1 week.
Right.
That's what people want.
And it's nice that I can work with my partner, that we can help people. I can help them realize that, yes, this is a significant illness, but, yes, it can be treated. We're not advocating people stop their medicine.
Yeah. Sure, sure, sure.
And do this, but we can definitely help people through healthy eating, living, that they can help mediate and sometimes
right.
even reverse the illnesses. Just simply by changing their diet and how they live.
Well, and it's so amazing, too, how psychopharma drugs have just, I mean, were non-existent practically, and now they are mainstay. Right. And that has happened really quick in a short period of time. If you want to feel better, they want to feel better, right. So give me, you know, a pill that makes me just right. feel better. You know, we're not talking about, like, because you've got a really bad hip and you need something for right. hip pain or something. It's like, you just want your soul to feel better, so make my soul feel exactly. better. You know, we're popping pills to do that. But it is interesting to start seeing people doing the kind of work that you all are doing. It does seem like our generation or this time that we're in, that people are kind of refusing that that's actually a long-term right. solution, and not a long-term solution to pass on to our children, who I also think we're seeing the effects of this culture that is right. fix it quick, you know, give a child a pill, too.
Or even this fix it quick that, oh, if I do get it, there's a pill that I can take for it.
Right.
Instead
right.
of the idea you don't need to get to the point where you need to have the pill. And I think that's the scary part with all the new recent studies or predictions that children will be obese at a younger age, and then half
diabetic.
Half our population will be obese if the trend goes by 2030.
Yeah,
and this can all be changed through diet, nutrition, exercise. Absolutely, it's not a given that's going to happen, and
yeah.
that's, you know, then you become the conspiracy theorist, the activist, going, well, what is the cause of all this? And you look at these big giant corporations, which really are part of the are the main problem, and
right.
it's not the average person that. Walking down the street trying to eat healthy.
Yeah.
So the options aren't there in front of them.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because, you know, this it's not a strictly American problem by any stretch
not
of the
anymore.
Imagination, but I think that we are a trendsetter and we've kind of farmed out our way of life to other countries. And so it really is going to take this country, I think, turning it around, because obviously there's some European countries that live very healthily. People get the food they need that day and go home,
like
eat.
Italy.
In Italy, they take siestas, they rest during the day, you know, time with the family is important.
Right.
Obviously, spiritual communities where time within a week is
right.
important,
right.
and, you know, but all of that has been so devalued, you know, over the past decades,
right.
You know, especially in this country. So, if people want to reach out to you all, get you know, more information about what the work that you all are doing, perhaps have a consultation, you know, where are the great resources for them to come and work with you? And do you only work with people face to face, or is this something
no,
that you can imagine
not.
Doing
do
by
on,
Skype or
we do on
you know?
Phone, Skype, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And we do not just focus on the GLBT community.
Sure, sure.
But we are of the community, so
yeah.
Yeah, you can reach us through our website, which is nfortified.com.
Okay, nfortified.com. We'll have that in our show notes.
Right. Like us on Facebook to get the most current updates.
Because they're very cute. You
yes.
want to just like them on Facebook because they're very cute, and they're going to be
naturally
telling you cool things that are going on
yes.
entirely and everywhere. And then there's a free health consultation
yes.
if people want to take you
absolutely.
Up on that.
Absolutely. Anybody who would like a free health consultation, we give us a call at 773-550-3397. Or send it to chipchicago@yahoo.com. And what that will entail is we will send you out a form, you send it back to us, we'll have a 50-minute consult,
uh-huh.
absolutely for free, and you can hear a little bit about more what we do for our programs.
And how frequently do you all work with people? I mean, is it a case-by-case, person-by-person,
it's,
kind
it
of what
is,
their goals are? Do you set goals with an individual? Of
absolutely.
What they're,
that's the main part of what we do is the goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
And then with our six-month program, we meet once every 2 weeks. So.
Nice.
Twice a month. And you'd be surprised if you're going to a personal trainer and you're getting that, you're getting all that
yeah.
and more with us. So.
Yeah.
A lot of research that we do going into each client as well.
So. And so you're going to be doing some things as well, just to, some community efforts that you have going on. You say obviously you're not just exclusive to the gay and lesbian community. I know you'll be doing efforts for that, but you have this Stride for Pride coming up. Talk to me about
Stride
that.
Stride for Pride is a progressive cleanse is kind of the word that we came up with and turned into a refresher course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like think of something you have 3 weeks ahead that you want to get in total shape for.
Yes.
And we don't endorse quick fixes or a pill to fix anything. But what this is a very concise 3 to 4 week program
mm-hmm.
that we take you through. So each week has parameters, and by the end of it, you come out living healthy, vibrant, full of energy. And so for Pride, we came up with one called Stride for Pride.
Yes.
Which,
so we look good.
So we look good on
the Pride parade.
Exactly. It's shredded, you know, just something there's a lot of water weight, you know, get healthier skin,
mm-hmm.
build some muscle, get cut.
Yeah. And tell me if there were just like, you know, top 3 or 4 things that people could do after hearing this to just really think about, you know, I mean, some people are like, you know, drink water, you know, I mean, I don't know what it would be from the simplest, you know, what are just three or four things you would say, incorporate this immediately.
Green tea. Get out the sodas, green tea. Green tea has just the perfect amount of caffeine. So if you have an addiction to caffeine, it's perfect. It also has a balancing L-theanine, which kind of creates a meditative state. So it balances out the caffeine. So it gives you a higher alertness. That's my...
Will it keep me awake? I can't do any caffeine.
Yes.
I can't drink any... I don't drink coffee. But I can't eat like... even dark chocolate, which is my one vice that I give myself a little square of that a day. I can't have dark chocolate like after 4 o'clock, or I won't go to sleep until 2 or 3 o'clock.
There's decaffeinated green tea. It still has all the health benefits.
Okay, good.
Those cholesterol.
I can drink the green tea. All right, that's a tip from you. How about you?
I think the biggest thing I've even learned is reach for fresh fruits and vegetables. So when you have a craving, if you want something sweet, reach for a piece of fruit. Mm-hmm. And I know people say, oh, it's full of sugars, but I always tell my patients, I'd rather you have 2 oranges than a candy bar.
Yeah.
They have a couple pieces of fruit, and it's almost just the same cost. The candy bar is like a buck. You buy a couple pieces of fruit, it's about $1. And it's something that will provide a lot more nutrition with that sweetness with it. And it's an easy substitute. You just got to make that choice. So don't wait until you get to the checkout to reach for your sweet.
Yep.
Plan ahead. Say, I want something sweet. Let me stop in the fruit section and buy something.
I got to tell you, and it also for me, you know, and I do not do this well, and you're saying this, and I'm like, okay, why don't I reach for the fruit and vegetable? And I'll think because in my house, it feels like I have to cut it or slice it or wash it or get it ready, even if I want to dip like celery into hummus. Like if it's, I bought the whole stalk, it's like, oh God, I have to clean it, I have to scrape it.
You walk over to the sink and turn the water on,
I know, but I'm lazy, and I'm telling you, if I'm lazy, and I think I'm pretty helpful,
right,
but it does help to like prep your little Tupperware
exactly
with some things that you can
prepared,
grab and eat,
yes,
you know.
To be good in the kitchen, you have to prepare.
Yep.
No question. If you're not a prepared person, you're not going to cook. And if you're not cooking, you're not going to eat as healthy.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, because I don't cook, but I'll nosh on good things. And so.
We do also do cooking lessons.
Yes.
Our program, yeah. So I'll come to your house if you sign up with our program, and I'll teach you how to cook.
That's awesome. And my last thing is, would the tip be to, we're doing this interview at Urban Orchard, which is a new little... healthy green grocer here in Andersonville that opened up. I mean, can people even listening to this who don't have a Whole Foods or they don't have organic shops or they don't have maybe the best organic section even at their regular grocery store? I mean, you know, what do you do when you walk into a store like this or when you walk into a restaurant? You know, what are some guides and tips on just how to walk in a place?
Well, I always say like when you go into a store, because I agree that telling my family to buy organic is like impossible. They have like four options.
Yeah.
They say organic is the best. Next is just fresh fruits.
But in small rural places, you can go to farmers markets.
Farmers markets,
yes. Awesome.
Or fresh fruits and vegetables. If you don't know, if it's fresh fruits and vegetables, it's better than not fresh fruits. And then next would be frozen. It's probably the next best.
Yeah.
And then canned, non-sweetened, non-salted are the best. So if you need fresh fruits and vegetables, the best is organic. If you can't get that, any fresh fruits and vegetables at your store.
Right.
If that's not available, frozen fresh fruits and vegetables, especially if there's nothing added. And then next would be canned, not added. Kind of in that order. It's whatever.
So you should kind of be cold when you're shopping in the grocery store.
Yes.
If you're in those warm aisles where everything's in a box.
Exactly. Yeah. And also planning. Again, plan ahead. You know, have a list. Don't go in hungry.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
But seriously, plan out your meals. Do some research. There's a bunch of websites. I mean, there's recipes everywhere for healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get your bang for your buck. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this has all been awesome. And as you know, one of our co-hosts, Scott Duff, the improvised chef, he's been doing a lot of blogging right now on vegan cooking. So
Cool.
you can look into that as well. Well, I just really appreciate Chip Allman and Dr. Keith. I'm just going to call you Dr. Keith. It reminds me of Family Affair. I don't know why. Dr. Keith Brigard and Naturally Fortified is the name of their company. So we'll have their website, nfortified.com, on our website. Like them on Facebook so you can find out about Stride for Pride and other ways and new things that they'll be doing throughout the year to help you tap into healthy integrated living. Or you can call them for a free health consultation, 773-550-3397. Don't forget, like, I know it's chilly some this May, but you know it's going to be warm soon, and
exactly,
you're going to want to feel good, you're going to want to be healthy, you're going to be outside in the sunshine when you're not having to work and enjoying life and feeling your best self.
Yep.
So we're glad that you two are helping
us
do that.
Thank you.
Got
something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY. Well, everybody, we're deeply into June now. Here we go. We're clicking on over into June, and Pride Month is upon us. So I'm very proud, feeling very healthy and very balanced about my life, and I hope you are too. And I hope that you will be excited at some of the great shows coming up here in June, when we also, besides Shelley Wright, we see the return of Mitchell Fain. Oh, how exciting is that? Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.